What does Ratzon Hashem mean? Hashem's interest. It's Hashem's interest, the Ratzon Hashem, which is something that's the most mind-boggling thing, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the whole world, and the sky, and the fish, billions of fish. He created all the people, billions of people. But his Ratzon is that you should be interested in him. It's mind-boggling. If you don't believe it, you're a kaifer. It has to be. There's no Torah if you don't understand that. It's the hardest concept in the Torah, to believe that Hashem's Ratzon is that you should be thinking about him. Why Hashem Elkecha, it says, Hishkif min Hashemayim, Lirai Sayesh Masko Darshasem, who's thinking about me? As I state, the Baruch Hashem wants that. How could you understand such a thing? How could you understand such a concept? This is what Hashem wants. So Shaila is, what's Pshat? It's like something mind-boggling. The Ribbono Shel Olam is self-sufficient. He doesn't need this world. He can live happily ever after without even creating the whole world. How could it be that he's interested in your input? How could that be? Bikasha. Ask any from Yiddi, you won't be able to answer it. I'm going to answer for you now. You have to know this, it's very important. Chazavava says in Mashal, the animals, when they come to eat, the cows, you have to blow the flute, right? You blow the flute and then they will come to the breakfast, right? As I get to live. So Shaila is, what do you have to blow the flute for? Why don't you just go tell the animals that it's time for breakfast, right? Good question. The answer is that the animals don't know English. They don't know English. Why? So how come the flute brings them to the food? Good question. They don't know English. So what should I say? Blowing the flute means eat breakfast. The answer is that if you have a cow brain, in the cow brain, it says that flute means breakfast. It's not something you can understand. When you have a cow brain, and you blow the flute, that means breakfast. Fine. What's that we were talking about? The Chosefov says that anything it says in the Torah about Hashem, it's like the flute to the animals. In other words, Hashem wants us to understand certain things. We can't understand Hashem at all. Period. We're like blind people. You tell a blind guy what red is or purple is, he doesn't know what we're talking about. But you try and describe something to him. We can't understand Hashem, period. We have no shaykhless understanding Hashem. Anything it says in the Torah about Hashem is not there to explain Hashem. It's to go into a cow brain, which is our brain, the cow brain, and describe to us what we have to react to this concept of relationship with Hashem, how we have to live with the fact that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Just like a flute. The flute tells the animal, it's time to go to breakfast. So everything it says in the Torah, what Hashem wants, Hashem's crying for your vayda, all these things are all true in our brain, how we should understand it. But how it really is in reality, we have no idea. It's not coming to explain that part. It's not coming to say what the Metzias is, how to explain it in Hashem. That's not what it's trying to do. It's trying to tell you how it's negea for you. How it's negea for you. You know what I'm saying? It's a deep part. How it's negev for you? There's your Ribbono Shel Olam and there's you. You have to know how to live with this. So he's telling you how you should live with Hashem. And for us to understand it, he's saying that Hashem wants your avoid, which is true. But in Hashem's end, we don't understand what that means. Achem kemaya shrika lebehema be'eis shtois amayim shvasa lishtois yoisim asha oisa dibratzach. When you blow the flute for the animal, that gets the animal to do. So what's the var? So Paz Lechem says, "Bavaras ela mevi umakrav deas hamoyin bnei adam elav yisbarach." The Torah is there to explain to us how we should live with Hashem. Yaisu miiloi medaber b'amitus, because if Hashem would say the right way, we wouldn't know what he's talking about. Ozlohe makabel b'daitem klal v'ikar. Hashem can't tell us how it is because we can't understand it. But Hashem is telling us how he wants us, he's explaining to us what it on our language to understand it. So Mele is no kashas anymore. Because this is the Baruch Shalom's Ratzon. that we should do all these mitzvahs, and he wants it. He wants it. As the Torah says, Reach Necha, all these things in the Torah, Hashem wants it. That's how we have to understand it. Kipshutai. Everything's kipshutai. Not that we're explaining Hashem, but that's how we can understand it.